It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first show, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And what we do, you know, every week is we like to sit down with one of our over 600 local nonprofits. And nonprofits have a special place in everybody in Terry Alaska's heart. We all have used them. We all have worked with them. But we like to get deep and get behind the mission with them at our shows. But today we have an extra special show. It's the new year, new United Way. So you're going to hear about our update in this show. And I have a very special guest today. Her name is Kayla Smith, and she is currently, for now, our board president. Hi, Kayla.
Well, hello, Sarah.
And there'll be more on that later. But she is joining us today, and we're going to talk a little bit kind of about what United Way is. You know, we're going to interview ourselves today. Normally, we're out here, we're interviewing our nonprofits, finding out what they do, why they do it. And it's a new year, time to refresh on what United Way does and what we do in the community. So if you are new to United Way, this is going to be a nice little learning sesh for you.
Yeah, it'll be a little who, what, why.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And so some basics, you know, if United Way, you might recognize our name, but what do? You know, a lot of United Ways all do different things. So if you are from somewhere else, you're a United Way at your location might have done something different, but some pillars that we all kind of follow is give, advocate, and volunteer. And those are three things that we definitely lay our hat on and try to model how we interact with community like that. Kayla, who, you know, give what we do, Kayla, who has been to a few of our workplace campaigns, and if you don't know, well, part of what we do is we go into workplaces and we advocate for workplaces and corporations and just the regular worker. We teach them about local nonprofits and we advocate for them that if they can give, whether it's time or money, to our local nonprofits. And you went to a workplace camp, a couple workplace
camps. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great opportunity to educate people on philanthropy and the benefits of it and just how widespread the you know, helping your fellow neighbor, how deep that really is. And especially in a community like Fairbanks and the interior of Alaska as a whole, we all rely on each other, all of our communities. Mm-hmm. So having that opportunity to go to workplaces and talk about, you know, the mission of supporting your neighbor is a very important pillar that we stand on. And it's a wonderful thing to see people get excited and be inspired to give mm-hmm. back to their community when maybe they hadn't really considered it before. So it's, you know, I appreciate that opportunity to be able to go into our local companies and businesses and truly educate the community.
Yeah, and a really cool thing that we do, you know, because we do have our foot in the door of so many local places here, is we also like to bring they're called partner agencies or our nonprofit partners. We like to bring them with us to those workplaces because they can really tell their story and share the important work they do. Because United Way, you know, we're a nonprofit, but we're a nonprofit that supports other nonprofits. And so bringing everybody into the fold, being able to share their story with the community is all part of what we do. And it falls into our advocate pillar, too, which is spreading the word, you know, teaching people. And something I've said before in the show, but I think is so important, is if you understand how nonprofits work in Fairbanks, in Interior Alaska, it's not like other states. Other states might have counties and government counties that government services that provide these same services. So if you were in California, their government may fund these services, say, you know, Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, they may fund that through a government agency. But Alaska is different. Alaska is so different because we don't generally fund more government services the government funds nonprofits to do the services that they want. And so that's why we have over 600 local nonprofits in the community, is because some of that funding that they're getting is partly from the community, but partly from performing this government service that might normally have followed under government. And the great reason that we put it under nonprofits is because we have less red tape. We can do the services that we want. We're not under a government agency. And so I think it's such a benefit that Alaska does it this way. But we, you know, those nonprofits need help then, you know.
Right, absolutely. That's, it's by having it, you know, by having these services provided by nonprofit agencies, it definitely allows a lot for a lot more flexibility.
Yes.
And a lot more further reach for what is truly needed and truly important in, you know, your community and for your people. You know, a big piece of it too is our third pillar, volunteering, mm-hmm. and volunteerism. And a lot of nonprofits, you know, have very few employed staff and are truly supported by volunteers. So many people, and I'm sure everyone in this community has been a volunteer at some point for a local nonprofit, just because that's how widespread our nonprofit community is. Mm-hmm. It's, we've got the Scouts, we've got Salvation. If you've ever rang the bell,
mm-hmm.
I mean, truly, you are a volunteer of a nonprofit organization, and that's beautiful. I mean, all of our the Scout, you know, the Cub Scout Masters, mm-hmm. and all of the den leaders, mm-hmm. and everybody, and just different events. If you've ever assisted with BCDC as a hostess, and you know, dropping off, mm-hmm. You know, whatever salads or whatever they do at their galas, and all of that is volunteer effort, and is so incredibly important for the survival of our nonprofit agencies.
Mm-hmm. And it makes your dollar go further. It makes any of these that are grant funded, that are funded by the government or partially funded, if you're volunteering at these services, places that are special to your heart, it makes their dollars stretch. I think it's around $30 an hour that you can say volunteer costs are. And so it really helps a lot of nonprofits when you're able to do that. And especially if you don't have a lot of money, but you've got time, you know, figure out what's close to your heart and contact your local nonprofit to help there, because, you know, we're all a little stretched thin right now. We're all looking for a little extra help, but this community, it's known for its golden heart and pulling through, and so special. So we've got our pillars, but we do so much more than that. We've got our drive, so we've got our school supply drive, we've got our coat drive, our toy drive that really supports the community. And we also sit on lots of boards and commissions, so we're able to be a voice for our nonprofit partners at these kinds of things.
Yeah, I think that all of this is a great summary of what our mission is. You know, the United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. And so that's a pretty broad statement, but it basically means getting everybody to contribute in the way that they can contribute to help the greater good and to help everybody make it through, you know, these cold winter nights.
Yeah, and whenever you need a helping hand, you know, a lot of people that are helped by these nonprofits, it's not forever. It's for 6 months. It's when they lose their job. It's when, you know, I had a call today. We do a lot of resource calls where someone, you know, if they need to figure out where they can go next, they'll call the United Way and we'll guide them through. And, you know, I had a call today where, you know, someone had back surgery and their husband lost their job of 20 years, and being able to guide them, okay, what's the next step? How do they get their rent covered? How do they get their food? How do they get all the basic necessities? And when you're in that position, it can be so daunting. It can be so hard to figure out your next steps because you're in survival mode. And so having a partner like United Way and being able to call us is just, it can mean the world to people. And so it's just one of the magical things we try to do here. But I did allude to a little bit earlier about For Now. So there is some big news. I am stepping down from my position. I'm the executive director at United Way. I've been there since 2022. You know, I had a deep connection. For those of you who know me, I was at the KTVF for 6 years, a reporter and a news anchor, before I transitioned to United Way. It's been a wonderful, 3.5 years, but I have a son who I've been working since he was 3 months old, and so it's been important to me to spend some time at home with him, and so I am going to be stepping down, but we have lovely, who's been our board president for over 2 years, Kayla Smith, will be stepping in to the new role. So you heard it here first. Congratulations, Kayla.
Thank you. It's something that I never, ever expected. I have been in the for-profit sector since the first day I started working in sales and marketing. And for 20 plus years, I've been, about business and marketing and just trying to, how do we improve the lives of the company? And really, this year has been such a recalibration of priorities. And honestly, this opportunity opening up is almost serendipitous. To be able to use and utilize these skills for nonprofit benefit is amazing. And I mean, and you have just been so instrumental in keeping us going. I mean, I met you at a networking event, and you recruited
years ago
me to the board, right? And you recruited me in.
But thank you.
You are forgiven, and thank you. And it's hard to lose such an important, integral person in my experience with United Way. I mean, honestly, you've been here every step of the way for me, yeah. And it's a bittersweet goodbye, because it's actually not a goodbye. Let me just rephrase.
Yeah.
Not a goodbye.
I'm not leaving.
This is Fairbanks. But it is bittersweet, because I'm so excited for this opportunity. I want to help mm-hmm. our community in a different way. And this is such a beautiful way to do it. There's just so much that I didn't realize how tied to nonprofit world I was personally until I joined the board, and I realized, like, wow, everywhere's a nonprofit. Like, it's incredible how many nonprofit agencies we mm-hmm. have. So that's really been a wonderful piece, and it's just. Thank you.
And stick around. You're listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. Stick around. We have a short commercial break, and we're going to find out more about our transition and what's going on with the United Way.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tananaw Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananawvalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Hallmark Dixon Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thanks for sticking around. This is Sarah Hollister and here with
Kayla Smith.
Kayla Smith, and we are your hosts today, Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. If you're just tuning in, we normally interview one of our 600 local nonprofits in town, but today we're interviewing ourselves because it's a new year, new stuff going on. If you're just tuning into the show, you know, we said before the commercial break, it's actually my last month at United Way. I'll still be around. I'll still be helping out, maybe even helping out with this show. But being the executive director, it will be my last month, and incoming executive director Kayla Smith will be taking over the reins. Now, you know, part of my history, I joined United Way back in 2022. I'd been working as a news reporter, news anchor for about 6 years at KTVF before that. And so I just had a really good touch on community, a really good touch on our local nonprofits from interviewing them, you know, talking about their needs and whatnot. And so it really rolled into a natural job for me. And so it's been just, you know, almost 4 wonderful years there, you know. And Kayla, you've been there for so much of it. I think I recruited you back several years ago when I was getting elevated to executive director. And, you know, I remember we met at a networking event, a women's networking event. And I think I stood up and I said, I'm going to be a new executive director and I need help. And the first person to stand up and say, I want to help was Kayla. And so that's a nice little memory we have. And so she's really been with us, you know, been with me through this whole process, through a large part of this process, you know, of my, you know, executive directorship there. And I mean, we've done so much. We, you know, we've been working with PAs these last, or partner agencies, I won't use my acronyms, but we've been working with our nonprofit partners these last few years, finding out what our new needs are, you know, reinvigorating, you know, our values and making sure we align with our give, advocate, volunteer pillars. I mean, we've updated our systems. And a big thing I think we did that is we brought United Way back in from COVID. You know, prior to 2022, we were still kind of in our COVID bubbles. We were, you know, not going into workplaces. We were not advocating as much as we normally had because no one was. It was, you know, fundraising was down. And so I think a big part of our last couple years and my tenure there has been making sure we picked up United Way and got it to where it was. And so it's been an exciting process. We've had nonprofit meetups. We got this radio show started. We started Golden Heart Givers, which is one of our new fundraising initiatives, where you don't have to be part of a workplace. If you want to be a Golden Heart Giver, it's just $30 a month. You can check it out on UnitedWayTananauValley.com and be part of our Golden Heart Givers Club. That it's just been a special time.
It's really been a special time. And honestly, we've been in it together this whole time. And I think that is amazing. That is amazing. And I appreciate you so much for honestly teaching me and for guiding me. And we've just, like I said, we've almost been hand in hand this whole time through transitions, many transitions.
So many.
And a lot of growth for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful that we are where we are at this point, at a point where you're ready to depart, where it's actually okay. It's not a scary time.
Nope.
It's not a painful time. It's an okay time. And, you know, and I think that it's a good segue for me to come in as executive director, having been on the board for so long, and understanding where we've been and where we could go and where we can go, where we're going.
And it's really nice to know, because you've been with us through these transitions, through some of the changes that United Way has made over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And you've been a part of that. So you can just keep that legacy going. There's no restarting. And so it's such a nice transition into that. And United Way means so much to you. You know, I know your history, but, you know, I knew, you know, but some of your stories, you know, how some of the services we do, you needed when you were young.
Right, right. Yeah, I had mentioned before the break that, you know, I didn't realize how intertwined with the nonprofit world I really was until I came on to United Way and learned more about it and the services that are, you know, that are provided by nonprofit agencies. And, you know, My why is started when, honestly, when my son was diagnosed with autism, and I was, you know, I was a professional, you know, job, and it was, you know, hard and all the things, but I did a great job, whatever. But when it came down to, you know, his diagnosis and really filling out his paperwork and just doing those seemingly basic things, it was extremely difficult for me, and I went to FRA, Fairbanks Resource Agency, who provides assistance with, you know, medical benefits for disabled, elderly and disabled. And their care, their level of care got me through one of the most difficult times in my life, truly, where I did not believe that I was going to be able to accomplish what seemed like simple tasks. It was impossible for me, and their care and support got me through those moments of doubt and insecurity. And you know, it's not easy today. It's probably not ever going to be easy, but it's definitely I feel supported. I have support because of a nonprofit agency, and so I am so blessed and so grateful to be able to give back to support them. And I mean, truly, it's such a deep meaning for me to be able to give my professional self to the benefit of the nonprofit agencies. You know, I'm just grateful for this opportunity. You know, it's amazing how we've built this the way we have. I mean, truly, we've been hand in hand these past few years. That's this is a tough realization, to be honest. But it's been great. It's been beautiful. And just to see your passion for stabilizing the ship for me to be able to take that and run with it and, like, you know,
grow.
Let's grow. Like, this is, it's very exciting, and I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate our agencies for the work that they do, because truly it is because of them and their genuine care that our community can survive and thrive.
Yeah. And it is going to be an exciting year. We've got some exciting things coming. One of our big things that I really want to get a couple minutes to talk about while we have it left is our comedy roast coming up.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the comedy roast is a highly anticipated event. I think the community looks forward to this every year. The conclusion of Glenner and Jerry's Funny Fest. Fairbanks Funny Fest. It's the comedy roast, the celebrity comedy roast, where we get one of our Fairbanks best up on stage. And, you know, they really take a good punch from several people who love them dearly. And but it's all for fundraising. It's all for charity.
Fun.
And it's all for fun.
And we only roast the ones we love. So, you know, it's fun to put somebody. It's not mean-spirited. It's just if you know what a roast is, you might like it, you might not, but we try to keep it fun and light. And
yeah, definitely. Take a look at our Facebook page where we've got the link for the ticket sales and for the event information itself. And of course, you can always reach out to us if you ever have any questions. You know, 907-452-7211 mm-hmm. is our phone number. That's 452-7211. Give us a ring if you've got any questions on anything at all.
Okay. And then, you know, in case you haven't heard, who's our roastee this year?
Ooh. So this year we have the one and only Queen of Hearts, mm-hmm. Lisa Sundborg.
Oh, and she is, if you know her, you know she's just a fun, big personality. She's very philanthropic, has been in this community, you know, forever. And, you know, we just know it's going to be a fantastic roast. We're going to, you know, have her brother, Raleigh. So if you are familiar with Fairbanks's B-list radio host, as he calls himself, Raleigh Johnson will be there. You know, Glenner, we all love Glenner. And just some friends up there on the stage.
Friends and family, for
friends
sure.
Friends and family.
This is going to be a good event. I think it's going to be a great one. And, you know, and of course there's salsa. If you don't know, you'll find out.
Yes, yes. There's salsa that'll be at each table. We'll have food. We'll have an auction. And so tell us where we can look up more information. One more time.
Yeah, you can head over to the Facebook page or you can go to www.unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Mm-hmm. And we've roasted some great people in the past. You know, if you've ever been to our roast, we had Heather Ferguson last year. Mm-hmm. And so she's an awesome realtor, super funny lady. We always try to get funny community members up there. We've had Benny Lynn, owner of Pagoda. We've had Gary Wilkin. I believe Lisa Murkowski was roasted once. So we've had some pretty big heavy hitters on that stage. And it is one, it will be, if you've ever gone or if you're thinking about going, just go. It will become quickly one of your favorite fundraisers. You know, fundraisers, you know, they can be a little stuffy. They can be a little long. This one, not a chance. You will be laughing, you know, so hard by the end because it's funny and it's Alaska funny, which I think is just a little different than everybody else. But
yes. This year also, too, you know, we're going to have an auction table, which we usually do. But also we will be we'll be doing a raffle for 2 Alaska Airlines tickets. And yes. So go to our website, UnitedWayTananaValley.com, or head over to the Facebook page for more information on how to get those tickets. And get entered into that raffle. So it's going to be a good deal. Super excited to have all the support. So thank you guys.
Yeah. All right. So before we go, you know, is there anything you want the community to know, you know, kind of about coming on board and getting excited for that? You know, I said it before, I'm leaving for family. And gonna go spend a little time with my mom, who's getting a little older. I'm gonna go travel around the state with her. But you know, our incoming executive director is just gonna be fantastic. And is there anything you want people to know about what's next or what you're excited for?
I am excited to get the community engaged. Absolutely, I'm excited to get out there, to get into the workplaces, to start campaigning for supporting our nonprofit community, because truly every single one of us has been affected in one way or another in a positive way by a nonprofit agency, whether you know it or not. And I think that it's bringing awareness to that fact in itself that is going to really open people's eyes. Because again, I had no idea how closely tied I was to you nonprofits until I jumped on board with United Way and realized that they are just every other heartbeat away.
Awesome. Yep. All right. And one more time, if you need to find out more information about the United Way, you can head over to our website, UnitedWayTananaValley.com. You can give us a call at
907-452-7211.
Yep. You can do that. Or you know, stop by our offices. We're at Newsminer. If you know where the Newsminer building is, 200 North Cushman Street. Stop in, say hi, and we'll get you whatever you need if you need something. All right, Fairbanks and Interior Alaska and Salcha and Esther and all the places around. Thank you so much. This was Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. Thank you, Kegla.
Thank you, Sarah.
And we will talk at you next week.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.